innercitygeeks.net.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 194. And joining me today, I have Alex.
We're getting closer and closer to 200. I'm actually really excited about that, man.
I know. We're just like six episodes away, so like we should be doing some cool shit for that episode, so I'm excited.
Well, you already know that we were tossing some ideas outside of the, you know,
oh yeah, most definitely. We definitely have some ideas coming for that. So,
yeah,
we'll let you know soon, peoples.
Yeah, we're still coming up with some stuff that I think a lot of you guys would like.
Oh yeah, most definitely. So what's been going on, man? How you been?
I've been okay. I had another day off. I had another day off the other day, so I was able to work on the, you know, since you finally sent me back the first cut, and I sent you the updated script for the issue, and now I'm just waiting for the reply. But I know you've been busy with work as well, so
yeah, been busy with work, and then I had some other shit going on this weekend too.
Yeah, I'm gonna get into a slight little rant for a second.
That's fine.
I mean, it's not too bad, but. It's just one of those things like, okay, so early this week, from Friday till Tuesday, right, my supervisor has, you know, he took off. You know, he had the same thing, like, you know how we were talking about before that we have vacation time we have to use before we lose it?
Yeah, yeah.
So he has to use his, which I get, that's fine. But what really got me is that because of which, you know, and since I take care of the pantries, I wasn't able to, you know, I was running low on certain supplies. So I had to put it in order. Since he wasn't around, my first initial thing was to let the acting supervisor, which he, you know, he's not a real, you know, he's not really, like, he doesn't have the title of supervisor or whatever. Mm-hmm. But since he's been there the longest, unofficially, he is a supervisor.
Right.
And to be honest with you, I'd rather answer to him than to anybody else because at least with him, you know, he knows how the site works a lot better.
True. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I gave him the heads up and he just like, just do the order. Go ahead. Right. So I didn't want to bother my supervisor because he was, you know, he was on break.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, whatever. I the order and stuff like that. I get a call from my manager. She, you know, she was just calling, you know, to see how everything was going. And I gave her the heads up of like, oh, by the way, I had to do an order because, you know, we were running along certain things. So her response was, why you didn't notify me? Cause, and then, you know, I feel like saying because you weren't here today.
Right, because you're on vacation. Besides,
yeah, you're like, well, you know, you're not here either. And it's, you know, I'm supposed to let my supervisor know, not you. But, you know, I didn't tell her that. So she was just like, you know, oh, send me an email with the stuff that you ordered and all that stuff. Right, next time when you're about to order something, especially if he's not here, you know, let me know. And I was just like, okay. But the way that she came off, like, you know, it was just like a little rude. And she kind of said, like, you know, there's all this downtime there, right? I don't understand how you couldn't send me an email. And I was just like, I felt like saying, you're not here all the time. You don't know how busy it gets certain times of day. Like, you know, my mornings are always very busy and my afternoons are a lot lighter because I do so much in the morning.
Yeah, so you don't have to be so quick in the afternoon, exactly.
No, but even with that or whatever, there's just always other things that I have to do. Like, since when I come back from lunch, my other coworker, like one or two other coworkers, are going to their lunch.
Right.
So I have to cover for the office or take care of other miscellaneous things, you know, when said individuals are not there.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Right. But like her response is saying that there's so much downtime that, you know, I don't, you know, she doesn't understand why I couldn't do, you know, a certain thing. I was just like, because I really feel like telling her, like, you're not here. You don't know how this place really works.
Yeah.
But
see, but the thing is, like, they expect you to do one thing, but they're pretty sure that the manager can only, you know, supervise you. But, you know, you guys know that you can supervise yourselves.
Let me tell you something right now, dude. And I think I said it in the past. It works a lot better when the supervisor isn't there, because he's just kind of in the way.
Yeah.
Like, he, you know, he stumbles on a lot of stuff. Like,
he's just a figurehead.
Yeah. Like, you know, and the thing is this, it's just like, you know, he tries to help, but he's just getting more in the way.
Right.
And, you know, and because he has this thing that, I guess, because management has a certain protocol or whatever, and they run things a certain way, and they're trying to force him to be the same way that he's trying to entail, force it on us. But, you know, you have a bunch of individuals, like, you know, someone like myself that's come from a different, you know, office environment, you know, and knows how to take care of something, especially when the manager is out, you know, that you know, and you know this from experience, that you know, from a site, you know, whenever you work at a site, after some time, you know, you learn the ins and outs, and you learn how to get stuff done, especially if a manager's not around.
Yep.
So,
you know, the best way to take care of things and make sure that things are done, so that way you don't need any type of supervisor to be around.
Exactly. And, you know, most of the time, it just feels like management or whatever just wants to feel special because, you know, like, oh, let me know, but, you know, CC me on this, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they want. They want to feel special. They want to feel wanted.
Yeah. But in all actuality, you're not wanted.
You're just a disturbance.
Yeah. You're taking up the space of individuals that actually have to do the stuff.
Right, exactly. That's what they told me once in fucking junior high school. My biology teacher was like, "Oh yeah, you're just taking up space." Because I was because I wasn't doing good in her class.
Yeah.
She was like, "Oh yeah, you're just taking up space." And my mom heard that and she was like, "What the fuck?" She flipped out on her. It was fun.
I was gonna joke around saying, like, you know, it's like, you know, your mom would have been like, "Is that a fat joke? Are you making fun of my child?"
No, it wasn't a fat joke. My mom didn't believe in fat jokes either, so she was like, whatever. She was just like, "Yeah, he's just being lazy." That's what the teacher was saying, pretty much. Yeah. I didn't care for the way she taught, so I was just like, "Fuck you! I'm just gonna do whatever the fuck I want."
Oh no, dude, I totally get it because in high school, for me, I had a teacher. It was a social studies. I don't remember exactly. Look, social studies, whatever the hell. This teacher, he wasn't a bad teacher. It was just the work was easy, and I didn't like his vibe, so I just didn't do work there.
Yeah.
And you know, I did the work. I just didn't care, like, in classes. I didn't participate. I didn't do anything. So he did pull me over one day. He goes, "You know, I know you're a smart dude. You know, you pass all the tests and everything like that. You just, you know, like, you're just doing the bare minimum, and that's not good enough."
Yeah. Exactly.
So because of which, you know, I did fail that class, and I had to do a summer school, you know, to make up for it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. But you know what though? I actually respect that dude because, you know, he told me straight up, like, you know, he didn't candy coat anything. He just told me just straight up, like, you know, you're a smart individual. I don't know why. You don't put more potential this, and I didn't want to tell him, like, well, because you're a bad teacher.
Because you suck.
Yeah.
That's
how it works. That's how it works. That's
exactly how it works. You suck at your perfection, sir.
You're not that good.
Yeah.
Just in case you didn't hear, you're not that good.
Yeah, no, you suck ass, dude.
Yeah. But so I had a feeling that when she was going to come back the next day, going back to the whole story from before, right, that I thought she was going to, like, you know, either pull me to office or whatever. Nothing like that. She saw me in person, said hi, and just went along with, you know, went along her day and everything like that.
Well, that's good. Then, that's how a supervisor should be. Like, they shouldn't just fucking dwell on shit.
No, this is the, this is the manager. The manager actually said, I'm glad you did the order because, you know, I was afraid that when I was going to come back, that we're going to have to do an emergency order. I was like, no, take care of it. Like, you know, it's like, I feel like telling him, like, I don't have to have my hand held. Unless you like that.
Right, exactly.
But even with that, I'm sorry, but I'm married.
Basically. And not do that stuff.
Unless I get paid.
Pay me more than maybe.
Yeah. Give me a raise and I'll give you a raise.
A raise for a raise.
Yeah, I can see right now people listening like, ew, episode 1.4 thing, a raise for a raise. Oh, man.
I like it.
Yeah, so what's up with you, dude? What's been going on?
Not much, man. I did a couple things this week. One thing that I watched the movie that I was really, really, really excited to watch because, of course, I've heard a lot of good things about it. And the movie that I saw was Knives Out.
What is it called again? I'm sorry.
Knives Out.
Oh, Knives Out. Okay.
Yeah. That movie is actually really fucking good. It's like the modern day Clue. Remember the Clue from like the 80s or whatever?
Yeah.
It's literally the same type of movie, but with twists and turns. And like they tell you who it is in the middle of the fucking movie. And then you're like, okay, I guess it's over. Like, no, it's not over. There's still plenty of more shit going on. And it's actually really, really fucking good. Like, I was super fucking surprised at how good it was. And I was like, holy shit. And I watched it like two more times after that. And I was like, oh, I like it. So yeah, Knives Out is really fucking good.
You just mentioned a movie. It's like, I saw a movie before too, but I don't think I mentioned it in the last podcast.
Which one was it?
I finally got to see Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, what'd you think about Jojo Rabbit?
Dude, that movie was great.
Right?
The movie was really good. And I understand. I think he got an award for it, right?
Yes, he did.
Good. For what was it? Screenplay, right? Original screenplay?
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, and it made me laugh because when you see him, it's like, oh, it's an Indian-looking dude or whatever that they painted him up to look like Adolf Hitler. Way to go.
Yeah. It's like, that's exactly what they did.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, just like how everything played out, like, I was like, wow, I didn't expect the whole, you know, Scarlett Johansson in, you know, like in 2/3 of the movie. You know what I'm talking about. I don't want to spoil
it. Yeah. Not making it all the way to the end, basically.
Yeah. Wow, you spoiled it without spoiling it.
It's all good.
All right, but and besides, they kind of be like, wait, what happened? What happened? Watch the movie.
Just watch it.
Yeah, and another thing I watched was I actually watched the first episode of the new season of Young Justice.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one's the Outsiders?
Yeah, whatever. The one with that the first episode is they tell you the story of Vandal Savage.
Okay, yeah. I gotcha. So it's the Outsiders one, right?
Yeah, that's not like the Invasion.
Or the Outlands. Yeah, that one. Not bad.
It's not like that, whatever. But yeah, so I saw that one, and to be honest with you, dude, like that was a good first episode. I was gonna continue watching it, but you know, as an adult, responsibilities kicked in. So I was like, laundry,
of course,
okay,
yeah, of course. But dude, that one seems really good.
Yeah, dude, that first episode, especially with that whole story of Vandal Savage, was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Makes you want to actually feel for the bad guy.
No, it makes me want to see what's going to go on next.
Yeah. I know what you mean. But yeah, that shit is dope. I like that. I like that show. I hope they do another. Well, I'm pretty sure they are doing another season, but I want another season now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we talked about it earlier, whatever, but I'm still, I hope that the next season of Harley Quinn or whatever comes out sometime soon. Like maybe... I'm hoping I'm not trying to rush it, but maybe like May, June.
Hopefully. Maybe like next week. That'd be nice.
Yeah, yeah, imagine whatever is like, you know, hey, since it did so well, we're going to continue with a new season.
Yeah, basically.
It's like, yeah, but we know it doesn't work that way. You know, they need time to do, you know, to do new storylines and to, you know, plot twists and turns and yes.
Yeah, basically. No, but I enjoy that series, the Young Justice season or whatever. That show was really good. Also, the Harley Quinn series is actually really good too. So for those that haven't watched it, watch that. Knives Out is also really fucking good. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, what I was going to say is like, dude, you're totally correct on that. Like with the whole Harley Quinn thing, like that. It's been, you know, that's been my favorite. Well, it wasn't that the honorable mention that I mentioned in
I believe so.
The best of 2019?
I think so. I think that was.
Yes. And then it made me laugh because Franny totally forgot that we mentioned Jojo Rabbit in the best of movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my honorable mention too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it just made me laugh because I was just thinking, like, you know, well, she's, you know, she was under the weather for like quite a while, so it's like, you know, she's forgiven.
Nah, but yeah, that should, it is really fucking good. Jojo Rabbit's great. Me and Franny are actually planning on doing or Franny and I are planning on doing a it's popping on that one.
Good.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything turns out well for that, man.
Hopefully.
You know, I know she's been getting excited about it. I'm like, good, you know. And it'll be fun. Something new to add to the ICG representation.
Yeah, exactly. So I watched that. I watched the Knives Out, and that was really good. It also has a really killer cast as well. I don't know if you know, but it has Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Shannon, Don Johnson, Toni Collette, Christopher Plummer, and a fucking shit ton of fucking people. It's a lot of fucking people in this movie, and it's fucking great. I enjoy the shit out of that movie, and like I said, I've watched it a bunch, so. Yes, go watch Lives Out.
No problem. When I like, they'll be on the future watch list because I mean, there's certain movies that I want to watch soon. Like one of them, of course, I want to watch Three from Hell.
Oh yeah, I gotta watch that too. Yeah.
And then Three from Hell. I want to watch the other zombie movie that came out. What was it? I think it was 20. No. Was it 21? Something like that. I don't remember.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was another movie that he did before Three from Hell. And apparently it's like a really
31?
Gory. 30, yeah, there you go. I think that's it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one either. I want to see that.
Yeah, because I heard that one's really good too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want to see that one too. Kind of badly.
and then, of course, pretty soon I want to watch the new Birds of Prey movie, which I'm just like, oh, well, you know, oh. I just found out that my old theater has it, so I was like, okay,
nice.
Maybe I may try to go this week.
So guess what?
You saw it?
I saw it, yeah. I saw it on a cheap day, on a Tuesday, because Tuesday is $5 day, so I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah, I know in certain places, especially, well, I know it was one old theater where in the old days, you know, in the Bronx, before the theater's no more. But they used to have like all day matinee to like four in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, yeah. My theater has all day matinee for the Tuesdays. It's like literally $5 for every ticket until like they close.
That's not bad.
Fuck yeah! So Birds of Prey is actually really fucking good.
Did you say for like the whole post credits and everything too?
No, I didn't say for the post credits. I didn't think there were gonna be any post credits. That's why I was kind of like fucking them up. But
I mean,
is there a post credit scheme?
No, I mean, like, I don't know. So I will tell you when after I go see it because you already know I like to hang.
No, I feel you. I feel you. I kind of left because like, I just didn't want to stay in the theater for that much longer. Because like, of course, yeah, it's not a super long movie. It's not as long as all the other DC movies, which is a great thing. And like the fact that. I was kind of tired after work and shit, so like, fuck it, just want to go home. But it was actually really good. It was very fun. It was actually like, I'm gonna say it's the best DC extended universe movie out right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Like I said, once I see it, I'll definitely let you know, bro.
It's like it's literally like a Deadpool movie. It's like another Deadpool movie. It has all the curses and all the violence.
And the fourth wall breaks.
Yeah, the fourth wall breaks are definitely there. And there's a lot of cool shit. It's a lot of cool shit in that movie. There's a lot of cool shit. A lot of cool callbacks to like the old stuff. Also some callbacks to
Suicide Squad?
Yes. There's a couple callbacks to that. There's a couple things that is actually really fucking good. And I just looked it up and there was no post credit scene or mid credit scene. So
okay. No, that's no problem.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I'll still do it to myself anyway.
Yeah, no,
like, even though like
it's really good.
No, it's kind of funny to be like, you know, on the next podcast, we're like, yeah, you were right.
There's a lot of good shit in this, and I'm like, okay, I really like it. I really like this a lot. Yeah. Then another thing that I did this week, being that yesterday was Saturday, and this is actually the day, well, a couple of days after we usually record, I actually got to do something on Saturday. I got to go to a beard competition, which is really fucking cool. It's my first beard competition with my group, the Swampside Villains, and it was really fucking dope. We got to interact with a bunch of different bearded individuals in the from all over pretty much Florida and shit that showed up. So there were some dudes from the Bearded Villains that were in that are from Orlando, which are the dudes that we usually wind up going to their shit over there. So they came out this way, and the group that was holding it was the Beard Mob of Florida, which is another group or whatever. A whole different, not Bearded Villains, but yeah. But
another beard crew, another
Yeah, exactly. A whole another bearded crew, and they had a whole beard competition and everything. It was really fucking cool.
I was gonna say it's like another MC. What do you mean MC? Mustachioed crew.
Basically. No, but it was actually really cool. It was really cool to see, you know, a bunch of bearded dudes just hanging together and being a brother. Like all, like everybody just hanging and talking and chilling. And it was held at like a bar and grill, so everybody was chilling and drinking and having food and stuff. So it was really cool. It's really good.
As long as you enjoyed yourself, and did you get any prizes?
I unfortunately did not win anything, which is sad. But one of the dudes in my crew actually won something in one of the categories or whatever. In the freestyle category, he won in that. But as far as my category, there were like 12 other dudes in my category, which was like the 4 to 6 inch like beard category. I was like, okay, there were like 12 other dudes in there. I was like, great, I'm not gonna win shit, but it's okay. This was my first beard competition, so I wasn't expecting anything out of it, but it was cool. They did give me a goodie bag, which was pretty cool. They gave me some
Dude, you got free swag. I think that's all that really matters.
Yeah, exactly. I got a goodie bag from some cool shit. So I think it came with a beard oil and some stickers or some, a couple fucking pins. Because this was all for charity. Also, it's for the canine service for service. So it's for the veterans and stuff. So the veterans usually get, some veterans need canines for, you know, like a service dog. So that's what the whole thing was for. It's for basically raising money to help build that little organization, whatever, that non-profit. It's pretty cool. It was really dope.
You know what? I'm glad on that, dude. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. I'm glad you designed for a good cause. So, you know, you could just be like, you know, I drank for charity.
Yeah. So it was. That's the best thing, right? You get to drink and enjoy yourself for like a good cause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
Oh, dude, like there were some people there that were like completely shit faced. I was like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, I guess right now, like, you know, I'm getting twisted for good cause.
Yeah, basically. No, but I enjoyed myself a lot. Like, I had just one drink. Just one drink I had. That was a vodka soda, which was only like $5. And I was like, fuck yeah. Cheapest drinks, too? Hell yeah. Because usually bars charge you like a motherfucker.
Yeah, of course they do. I was going to say it would have been funny if, let's say, you know, for this good cause or whatever, they would have just bought up the bar. So, like, you know. You know, drinks are gratis.
Yeah. That would have been nice. That would have been completely nice. That would have been so much better. Nah, but it was cool. It was fun.
Yeah. I was thinking, I mean, the food was gratis, right?
Hell yeah. No, actually, no, it wasn't. It wasn't. You're basically at the bar buying food.
Yeah.
And even though there was... Like I usually do. Like, I always eat before I go anywhere. So, like, getting there...
That's true.
Yeah.
I was just hoping, like, oh man, you know, they gave us some free stuff, right?
If it was like one of the barbecues that they usually have, then would have been free, of course, because it's just a free, it's come all and chill type of thing. But this was a whole event at an actual establishment. So. That's a little different than actually just setting up at a fucking park.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, it was really cool. It was fun. It was fun to actually like interact with all these other dudes, because we all have the same, you know, the same thing pretty much in common. When we were growing beards and fucking, we're doing this for a good cause. It's not just sitting and drinking for no reason.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'm getting fucked up for a good cause.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah,
it's like, you want to judge me or whatever, at least I'm doing something better than you. What are you doing for charity?
Pretty fucking much, exactly. So just before we get into some geek shit, this is one of the few episodes that I break this up into two different pieces. So in this episode, we have music. We did another one a couple months ago. Just me introducing two different songs in an episode. And for this one, we will be doing a song from Posehn's album, which is Brian Posehn, a comedian. And he came out with another album, another metal album. And of course, it's fucking great. I fucking love the album. It's really good. I listened to it a few times as well. And on this album, which is the song that I'm going to be playing, is a cover song. And is a cover song of one of my favorite 80s songs as well. And that's Take On Me. So it's a metal version of Take On Me. And it's fucking great. Not just because it's a great fucking song and it's metal, but it also has four other people on the song singing with it. And not just four people, but it has Chuck Billy, which is the dude from Testament, Steve Souza, which is the singer for, no, the guitarist, or no, yeah, the singer for Exodus, Rob Castavetti from Death Angel, and Joe Janis from Huntress. They're all featured on this fucking song. And it's pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah, so. You sent it to me and I liked it too. What made me laugh was one of my coworkers was just like, the fuck are you listening to? I was like, I'm listening to a cover song, right? And, you know, they're not a fan of rock and metal. So, you know, it was just like, you know, all this stuff sounds the same to me. I was just like,
that's fair. Let it be the same to you, but it's not the same to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so check this out and we'll be right back. All right. So, you ready to get into some geek shit?
We were kind of geeking out a little earlier anyway with Young Justice and
It's some more geek shit. Because we usually geek out about you, but we're talking about like the stories, the headlines.
No. I was going to say the meat and potatoes of the episode. I know what you mean.
Yes. The meat and potatoes. We just served up an entree. Now we're serving up an entree.
you got the endless salad and breadsticks.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's time for the meat and potatoes. So this week we got some really fucking interesting shit. Some shit that I'm very excited for. And it's not just one thing, but it's like a lot of things.
Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, so the main thing that came out this week that was really fucking exciting is we finally got a look at the Batman, which is the Batman that actually has Robert Pattinson as the Batman. And it looks pretty fucking cool to me. I enjoy the way this looks. Of course, it was just like a 2-minute thing, and it's just like the creator basically doing a little camera test of him just walking around. And it looks pretty cool. It looks pretty dope. The whole outfit that he has, it's a little bit of a different Batman suit that we haven't seen ever. Because, of course, it's we've had many iterations of the bat suit. But this one is a bit different because, one, it looks more like armor, which is something that we haven't really seen other than what we've seen in fucking... Batman vs. Superman. But
I was going to also say it kind of reminded me of stuff from like the Arkham game.
Right. I was just about to reach into that. Like, yeah, it looks a lot like the armor that we see in the Batman games, which is really fucking cool. And one thing that kind of I read up on or whatever that kind of looks interesting is that one thing that you don't really see is his eyes. So you know how you've always seen Batman's eyes in every little thing that we've seen before. So this one, it's kind of like his eyes are not necessarily covered, but they do have like, you know, kind of like they have the white glassy eyes or whatever. Kind of like they have for fucking like what's his name? Fucking like Spider-Man, how he has the vision you could see through the shit like that. It's kind of interesting how they're going to do that. How they do on the comic that they make them have the white eyes or whatever. So kind of excited to see what's going to happen with that. And another thing that's kind of interesting on it is that it looks like it has two guns as like the bat wing or whatever, the bat symbol in the middle of the chest, which is something that's very different. We haven't seen that before, especially being that he's always anti-guns. How is that going to work out? What do you think?
Well, you already know my opinion on it. I told you about it before we started recording. That, like, when you saw the symbol and everything like that, I was like, I could kind of get behind it. And then when I saw, you know, the face of Sparkly Vampire, nope.
The only reason I kind of like seeing him in it is because he does have like the chiseled chin, which is like a very defined jawline. Which is kind of cool that you get to see this for Batman or whatever.
No, but you said in the past that hopefully maybe this is going to be a prequel kind of thing or whatever.
Yes.
That like,
yes.
You know, maybe like year one kind of stuff. So I can I can kind of accept that.
From what I'm reading and what some of the theories are saying online is that this is actually supposed to be year two. So he's been around for a little bit, but he isn't like fully like all in on it yet. So, and also for what I've been reading online is that there have also been scenes of people in Joker makeup on the streets or clown makeup on the streets. So there's no guarantee that that's actually going to be happening, but that's pretty interesting to hear. Especially since this is supposed to be in the 90s. And the Joker was in the 80s. Yeah, exactly.
You know, funny how they kind of mentioned this, and I was listening to Nerdist, mm-hmm. that the whether they take that whole you know, that whole Joker movie, you know, Joaquin Phoenix, that they were saying it's like you can't tell exactly what year it is, but you would assume it's like late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I get it. Like, you know, I could kind of see it.
I gotcha. That makes sense. I'm excited for it. I kind of want to see it. I kind of want to see it a little bit more now. Yeah, I want to see a bit more. I'm like I said, I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. How is this going to pan out? Because, of course, like, you know, it's been a long time since they fucking, did anything well, since he did anything. So, we'll see. We will fucking see what's going to happen with the Batman. But, in other news that's very interesting and pretty fucking dope, is that we also got basically a rundown of everybody that's going to be in Masters of the Universe Revelation coming to Netflix. And this cast.
Oh, you're talking about the voice cast, right?
Yeah, the voice cast. Yeah. And this voice cast is pretty fucking dope. Let's start it off with Mark Hamill as Skeletor. Yes, I like it. Lena Headey as Evil Lyn, which is dope. Chris Wood as Prince Adam and He-Man. Chris Wood is actually the dude that played Mor-El on fucking Supergirl. He's a pretty dope actor. Sarah Michelle Gellar as Teela, which is pretty cool. Liam Cunningham as Man at Arms. Stephen Root as Cringer. Diedrich Bader as King Randor or Trapjaw. Griffin Newman as Orko. Tiffany Smith as Andra. Henry Rollins as Triclops. Alan Oppenheimer as Mossman, Susan Eisenberg as Sorceress, Alicia Silverstone as Queen Mirella, Marlena, my bad. Justin Long as Roboto, Jason Mewes as Stinkor, Phil Lamar as Hero, Tony Todd. As Scare Glow. My bad. My brain isn't working very well. But
it's okay. Long weekend.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. Cree Summers as the priestess. Kevin Michael Richardson as Beastman. Kevin Conroy as Merman. And Kevin Smith's daughter, Harley Quinn Smith, as Elena. So yeah, that's the entire cast of Masters of the Universe Revelation, and I'm fucking.
And they excited. Have a few. They got a few like, big names, which I'm like kind
of
happy for.
They have a lot of big names on this shit, and I'm like, fuck.
This is you have Batman and the Joker. Yeah. You have another Joker in Kevin Michael Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
You have Phil Lamar, fucking Green Lantern, the Samurai Jack.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so you got a good voice cast right there.
Yeah, you got an amazing voice cast. I'm like, fuck, this is fucking dope.
And what's funny is Henry Rollins is a good actor. Like, you know,
yeah, he's an even better.
Yeah, and then you know, like, it's just like I'm not really familiar with. Like, I bet you if I go through it, they'll probably be like, oh, I've heard them in this, I've heard them in that, you know.
Yeah, like yeah. So there's people from so there's people from Game of Thrones. There's people from Office Space, which is Steven Root. There's people from The Tick, which is Griffin Newman. He played the sidekick or whatever for The Tick.
Oh, he played Arthur?
Yeah. People from Westworld. Susan Eisenberg is the one that played Wonder Woman in the Justice League.
Okay.
Justin Long, you know Justin Long already.
Well, he's a good actor too. Like, he's very underrated.
Yeah, he's super underrated. Yeah, there's a lot of fucking people on this. That's fucking, it's crazy. Kevin Michael Richardson was also in fucking Thundercats, and the Batman too.
Yeah, in Thundercats. Well, not the original, the remake.
Yeah, the remake.
Not fucking horrible ass roar. You know, that cool one that looked like anime, uh-huh. Right? That he was Panther.
Yeah. Oh, and the Alan Oppenheimer was actually the original Skeletor.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know it's kind of funny. If you ever watched the Robot Chicken, when they did like a whole bunch of Masters of the Universe, spoofs or whatever the hell. Mm-hmm. If they would have got Mike Judge, because Mike Judge does a wonderful like joke Skeletor, they would have got him out of. I would have been. I'll allow it. But I'm just saying, you have Mark Hamill already, so I'm just like, Mark Hamill as Skeletor.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm sold.
You know, like, how do you portray it or whatever? And you know, he'll be like, I take a little bit of Mike Judge, a little bit of the Joker, and there you go. Yeah, he man.
Exactly.
Hey, with a smidge of Wario and Mario.
Wario. Yeah, I'm excited for it. I can't wait. Can't wait for fucking Masters of the Universe. When is it coming out? I am not sure. But sometime in the next year and a half, 2 years probably.
Listen, they're you already know they're gonna get you, like, they're gonna make your mouth water with all this stuff, whatever. They're gonna make you want it.
Oh yeah, yeah. But, it's supposed to be coming for 2021, so next year sometime.
Yeah, and more than likely it's going to be early, 2021.
We could hope so. We could hope so, because it's an animated, so animation takes forever. But speaking of,
I was gonna say depending on the style, because there's certain companies that you can do things as such, but it also depends on how, like, the dudes from South Park can do an episode in a week, but it's just like their animation style is a lot different from the kind of style that. That they're going to go with.
Exactly. It's completely different, because I'm pretty sure they're going with I think they're going with the anime style, kind of like She-Ra and shit.
Yeah.
The new She-Ra show, which is actually pretty fucking cool. Yeah. So them doing that is going to be pretty fucking dope. I'm very excited for it. And unfortunately, it's only 6 episodes, or the first 6 episodes that they have locked for these characters. So. I want to see what is going to happen. It's going to be in 2021. So 2021. Why did I say 2021? Got to fucking
get imagine that. Whatever they're going to take that long, whatever. We want to make sure that we animate this right.
Basically.
Yeah, when all the voice cast and all the original people are dead.
Yeah. So in other amazing news. And this brings us to, well, this continues with our, I guess, 80s theme or 90s theme, right? Because, of course, Masters of the Universe was way back in the day. And, Batman is taking place in the 90s, so it's a throwback time, right? So, Emilio Estevez, throwback, because we haven't seen him do something in forever. He is coming back to do a Mighty Ducks television series coming to Disney Plus. And this is very interesting because, of course, we know the Mighty Ducks were a shitty team, and then he came in and he made them, an amazing team. So apparently, this basically continues the story. So the Mighty Ducks are already one of the best known teams in the league or whatever. And from what it looks like I've read or whatever is that this team is actually really good. And what's happening is that one of the moms on the team has his kid or whatever, and he's like shitty at the game. So they basically kick him off the team, and she decides to make her own version of the Mighty Ducks with her son. So it's kind of like another underdog story in there, and you know, Estevez is the bad guy. But it's his own character.
But I was going to say, what I think may happen is that maybe he'll see the light and, you know, help out.
Right.
And then they had a montage. Maybe Heart's on fire. Who knows?
Yeah, so this is going to be
We know for a fact, though, that the goalie from the original Mighty Ducks is not going to be a part of it. Seen online, the original goalie, whatever, from the Mighty Ducks.
Who was it? I don't remember.
Well, it was online that he was arrested for, I think, like meth stuff or whatever.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I'm just like, you know, he's not gonna be in the updated version of Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, no, you might not do that. No, unfortunately not.
Yeah.
And who knows if Pace is gonna do it too? Because remember, he was in Mighty Ducks as well.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I'm kind of excited for this. I want to see this. It's something that we haven't seen in a long time. But it's also, you know, a bit of a nostalgia that we've come to know and love.
I was going to joke around saying, listen, they're going to do the Mighty Ducks like how they did the cartoon that was on Disney, you know, with the Space Ducks and everything like that. I might be in.
Who knows? They might do that.
Imagine somehow Ducks in Space. What?
Well, yeah, that should be dope. That should be for you.
Yeah, and then one of them, whatever, is like, oh, we found it. Since Disney's own, you know, Disney owns Marvel too, and somehow they finally bring Howard into it. What? Another duck.
Mind exploded.
Mind exploded and geekgasm everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Pacific Rim everywhere.
Yeah, face neck and chest or whatever. Geekgasm.
Yeah, so I'm excited for this shit, dude. This is fucking cool. I like what's going to happen with this. So we'll see what else happens with it. And in other news, another throwback news, Rick Moranis, we haven't seen him in forever. And this week we got news that he will be back. He's coming back into acting. And he's coming back for a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot in a way, and it's basically, it's not necessarily a reboot. I think it's more like a reboot.
It would be kind of a continuation slash, you know, for the new generation,
right?
And
yeah,
then, you know, you have, but then, you know, like, I don't know if they would get like the whole, you know, the original cast or whatever. I mean, you just really need him.
Right, exactly. You just need him because he was, you know, the figurehead of this entire thing.
He's the one that made the shrink ray.
Yeah, so he will be back. And apparently this is also going to have Josh Gad in it, which is actually pretty cool. And he's playing his son. That, of course...
You know what? You got me sold, dude. Fucking Olaf? Yeah, you sold it.
Yeah. Exactly. Olaf as his son. I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. And it's funny because he was also like, if you ever watched the book, like if you ever watched the Book of Mormon, Josh Gad actually played one of the characters in the, like, you know, in the Broadway show at one point.
Really? So okay. Just like, okay. So I probably did hear him in it because I didn't watch it, but I heard it. I listened to the albums. So. I'm down for it. So yeah, this is actually supposed to be an actual movie, not a TV show. So this should be interesting for the next year or so to see what's going to happen with this.
And you already know it has to be Disney Plus because if I'm correct, that is a Disney property.
It is a Disney property, but I'm saying like I don't think it is coming out for Disney Plus. I think it's coming out straight for, you know, for the movie, like an original release.
You know what? That sounds actually, yeah. You know, I would go see it.
Yeah, I would see this too. There's not many movies that I would say that I'm like excited to actually go see, but this I would actually want to go see.
I mean, listen, let's see. What movies are you excited for, like this, like, you know, like this year at least, to be honest? For me, the only one that I'm kind of excited for is Wonder Woman 84.
Yes, I'm excited for that.
And Onward, which is a Disney Pixar movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is with Chris Pratt and Tom Holland, right?
And Julia Dreyfus, that she was queen. Her. Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yeah, exactly. Elaine from
Seinfeld. Elaine from Seinfeld, a way better show than Friends.
Yeah, thank you. I agree.
Yeah.
Which
I still have that rant to this day of how is it that you're going to have people in Manhattan, but there are no Hispanics or Blacks in any of that in that thing until like
well, they were, but there are only like three of them.
Yeah, yeah. Versus like, you know, when you go to Manhattan in certain areas or whatever, a majority of them would be Spanish or Black.
Yeah, exactly. But it's okay. It's okay. That show is done for in its history, so.
Yeah, and they took it away from Netflix because it's not that good, but, you know.
No.
Friends fanatics or whatever.
They took it away from Netflix because it's going to the Warner show, the Warner app or whatever that's going to be happening. Or the HBO Max, that's what it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I know that, but I was going to say joking around, just saying, like, they just took it away because they knew it was that bad.
Yeah, that could be it, too. That's fair. It's only right.
Let me have this, Steve, please.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Okay, so look, we're gonna do a rewind.
Okay.
They took it away from Netflix because it is a horrid show.
Yeah. It's ads for the dog shit.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
Yes. And then I guess the final thing that we're going to talk to you on this week is something. Well, no, not the final thing. There's two more things, actually. As far as throwback shit, this is it for throwback shit. But we got two trailers this week that were pretty interesting, pretty fucking cool. One of them is a trailer for a movie that's based on a book, not a television show. Why did I say television show? I don't know. But
got excited. You jumped ahead for a second, like, you know, you were just like,
oh. I really did. But this movie is called The Green Knight, and this looks really fucking good. The Green Knight is actually a fantasy adventure based on the Arthurian legend. So The Green Knight follows Sir Gawain, and he's one of King Arthur's dudes. But he's super reckless. He's King Arthur's nephew, actually. And he's basically set on a quest to fight the Green Knight. And the Green Knight is a green-skinned stranger. So, like, a huge green-skinned dude. Kind of like a fucking, from the trailer, it looked like a fucking, a tree person. So it looks fucking insane. It looks really fucking good. And I'm very excited for this. This is actually based on the book called, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, and it looks really fucking cool. I'm very excited. This is supposed to be kind of horror-ish, so that's even better. It's very fucking good. It looks very fucking cool. It's very interesting. Did you watch the trailer for this?
No, there were certain things, like, I I checked out the camera test for Sparkly Vampire Batman. I read the article for the voice cast of He-Man, because, you know, it was just certain things that
the grammar, you know, that's fair.
Exactly. And I got to check out both tracks that you sent me.
Okay. That is
and
fair.
Besides, you already know, we talk about it here anyway, then after the fact, I'll check it out anyway, then you know, we'll talk about it during the week, and then next time, you know, for the next episode, we'll just go on different things. Oh, I wanted to clarify, I made a mistake on the last episode.
Uh-huh.
Which was, that the, you know, the, the one that's directing the new Spyro movie or whatever, mm-hmm. He's the co-writer for Saw 2 and 3. That, you know, he's not the co-creator. But I'm just saying that, but I made the mistake saying that he was a co-creator. No, but he co-wrote Saw 2 and 3, and he was the director.
Yeah, because the creator of it was the dude that did
James Wan,
The Conjuring.
James Wan, and it was James Wan, and then the actor, the one that played Adam, mm-hmm. In the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It was James Wan and him.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, so I just wanted to correct that, like you know, I made the mistake. So
it's
I'm
all good.
Owning
it's
up
all good. It. It's all good.
But you know, at least you know, I wasn't gonna try to play it off like you know, let's say like you know. Here in the City Geeks, I know you know Alex made a mistake on this. Like, I did. I know I did. That's how come I'm fessing up to it now. I fuck up once in a while, and I know this.
And we appreciate it, sir. We appreciate it. Yeah. We appreciate you, sir. So.
Yeah, and besides, you know, fuck it. I just deal with everything else with humor anyway. So yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So let's go back to the thing. So
yeah. So the Green Knight
is based off of.
It's based off a book.
Saying, all right, so I'm gonna check out the trailer and I'll let you know, what I think of it after the fact.
Yeah, that's fair.
And if anything, I'll bring it up slightly, like you know, next time we record.
Okay, cool, good. Yeah, so the Green Knight looks pretty dope. And the final thing that I'm gonna talk about this week is we got a trailer a teaser trailer. For Stranger Things season 4.
Yes, but how come you watch it and that ruined part of the rant of saying like, you know.
Say what?
No, I'm just saying because remember, I told you, I didn't want to talk to you, discuss you about like certain things about this past season of Stranger Things if you didn't get to watch it. Like, you know, because the whole thing that it kind of played off, right, that... You know, that you know, when you saw this guy at the end of the trailer, mm-hmm. the teaser trailer, because in this past season or whatever, you had the assumption that he died.
Right. From what I get from this trailer, yeah. Because we don't know what happens to at the end of season 3.
Yeah, but at the end of season 3, they do mention that they have an American. So right. That was just like, oh, he's the American. Got it now.
Yeah,
you know, thank you for clarifying that. And now I'm still kind of upset because you know I still wanted to blame fucking Susie for the death of the brother. I forgot her name, Mad Max, that she goes by her, mm-hmm. you know, her brother. So since you kind of saw this already, I can still mention it because in season 3 or whatever, the main baddie, you know, takes over the body of Maxine's brother.
Okay.
So, but because of the actions of Susie of wanting to sing fucking Never Ending Story with Dustin, right, you know, they, you know, she took that time because he needed a certain code. And it was like a mathematical or some kind of equation that mm-hmm. she was like a genius at math. So, you know, but she was like, no, Dusty Buns, I want to do this. But Susie Q, nope, I'm not going to do it unless you do it. Never in the movie, a duet that kills off two characters allegedly. This fucking bitch did this shit, but nostalgia's really good. It doesn't have to rhyme as long as it goes by the tempo. They sang the never ending story. This little bitch almost killed everybody. Okay, I'm over it.
Okay, good. Yeah, I still have to check it out. Right. I will check it out in a little bit, so yeah.
Yeah. And besides, you know, since we're recording on Sunday, tomorrow we have, I have off.
Well, you have off. I do not, know. I have to work.
Oh, boo.
It's all good.
Boo hoo to you.
I'm fine. Man, I'm fine with it. Just don't faze me.
No, that's all right. I mean, like, one of the likely's going to be a slow day regardless, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so,
Dude, I had to keep asking just to make sure, like, you sure we have off? Yes, we have off. Okay, good.
Yeah. So yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for this week. So make sure you go to innercitygeeks.net, where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have Bri2J Presents, which he will be bringing back some cool shit, especially that this week is Toy Fair coming up. So Brian is going to be at Toy Fair, and he's going to be checking out some toys that he's going to be talking about and shit next week or so. Yeah. Well, actually, no. I think the next time that we record is Friday, so yeah, he'll probably be the day before Toy Fair. Whatever. You know what I mean? He should be coming back with some shit next time. So Bri2J Presents coming soon. We will also have
It's popping pretty soon.
Yes, it's popping with Franny the fangirl. Or Franny the film snob. She wants to refer
Franny the ranter.
Yeah. We have that. And then we also have Good Games, Comic Go Tower, Manga Time, Anime World, Turntable, First Watch, the ICP.
Still around.
Yes.
So there you go. Oh, you finally! Oh my god! After I corrected you and you've been doing it, you've been getting it with no problem. The ICGP Fellow Sun Cast, like
yeah, exactly. A huge fucking acronym for it. Yeah.
Well, because the way that I put it, I was putting it as like if it was the name of a promotion.
I figured ICGPW. I know. I got you. I understand what you're saying.
I get you, you fat fuck. Thanks, man. You lose a little bit of weight, and then, you know, now you want to rub it in, you asshole.
No. I'm not rubbing anything in my asshole.
you're not doing, what is it, the perineal?
No, perineal, sunny, no.
That's a throwback to an old story.
Slash
old episode.
Yeah, just go back a few episodes. You'll hear it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so check out all that shit on the innercitygeeks.net. Also, we will have a new Inner City Geeks webcomic coming up very soon. I just have to send him my my final revisions for the next episode or the next issue.
He's just going to say, it all sucks. Thanks,
I'm not the critic, okay?
It stinks.
Yeah. And that's another throwback, I guess.
Yeah. I don't get that.
Yeah.
Just look up the name Jay Sherman and you'll understand.
Exactly. Yes, we got a whole bunch of shit on InnerCityGeeks.net, so make sure you go check all that shit out. Also on InnerCityGeeks.net, we have links to some cool places, some cool shit that you can get. The first link is to Amazon.com, where you can buy a whole bunch of shit on, of course, you know, obviously, because you buy shit on Amazon, everybody does all the time. But you can also get the first free month of Amazon Prime, because who doesn't want free, right? Free is good. Free is for me. So, yeah, you get a bunch of
shirts. I like that. I want to get that as a shirt now. Free is for me.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, you have a whole bunch of shit on there. You get a bunch of free shit, a bunch of free delivery stuff. Also, like, you, along with Prime, with the Prime whole thing, you can get fucking Prime Video, which you can watch a whole bunch of shit on Prime Video, which is fucking great. The Marvelous Miss Maisel, you got fucking Good Omens, you got fucking The Boys, whole bunch of cool shit on there, so make sure you check that out. So just click on that link and that'll take you to Amazon, so make sure you do that. And if you don't want to do that, you can always just buy shit through that link, and whatever you get, that'll give us a little bit of a kickback, which is pretty fucking dope, right? And it won't do anything for your shit, so you'll be fine.
Yeah,
it'll just help us out a little bit, thanks to Amazon.
Yeah, I was going to say joking around or whatever. Yes, please look out for us because we need a mic, damn it.
Yeah, mics would be
nice. I can see right now Steve is going to correct me. You need a new mic.
No, I'm not going to say that.
And in the edit afterwards, he's just gonna be like, "Yes, he does."
He might need one. It's okay. Yes, please go buy one. Yeah. So yeah.
Buy on Amazon after clicking through our link, folks.
Exactly. Then also on there we have links to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a cool company that sells shit for us, like for geeks like us. So yeah, mostly gamer shit, which is pretty fucking cool still anyway. But yeah, check them out. They have shirts, hoodies, sweaters, crew necks, hats, bunch of fucking shit on there. Also, like, not just that, but they also have Steam passes, so you can get discounted Steam passes on there as well. And if you click our link and you type in Inner City Geeks at checkout, you can get 15% off of your entire purchase. So why the fuck not, right? Just do it. It's cool shit. So why not? Also on InterCityGeeks.net, we have a link to Kushly, which is a place that you get some CBD goodness. It's all organic CBD. And it's CBD stuff that'll help you actually, you know, help you. And help you with your anxiety, with your pains, with your aches, and every little thing that you can think of. CBD is great. So go there and you can get your oils, you can get your gummies, you can get your fucking your lotions, your creams, and stuff like that. So you can do all that shit through Kushly.com. Click on that link and it'll get you 15% off as well. So go do that. It's fucking dope. So I'll do that. Then we also have a link to beardoctane.com. Beardoctane is a place that you can buy some beardly goodness. So you get some lotions, not some lotions, some fucking oils, some balms, some butters, and a bunch of cool shit for your beard. So you have combs and brushes and all the shit that you need to make sure you have an amazing beard. Yeah, and at checkout, type in code ICG10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. And why the fuck not, right? You want 10% off, right? So it's like if you're buying shit without tax. Why the fuck not, right? That's always good.
Well, without tax and a slight bit extra, you know.
Yeah, and just a little bit extra, yeah. And yeah, so type in ICG10 at checkout for some amazing beard products from Beard Octane. So go do that. Places that you can find the show as far as listening wise, you can find this on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcast, and on Spotify. Motherfucking Spotify. That's right. Yes. Yeah. So check us out on there. Also, you could find us on the socials on the Facey Space. So faceyspace.com/InterCityGeeks. On the Instagram at InterCityGeeks. On the Twitters at InterCityGeeks. And we could find you, sir, where?
You can find me on Twitter at Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram at Denied, D-I-N, period, Y, period, E-D.
Yes.
And where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on the Instagram and Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that's about fucking it for this motherfucking show this week. So say goodbye, sir.
Until next time, folks. Oh, yes. And this was fun, Steve. Thanks, dude.
This was very fun, and I appreciate you coming on this week. Like I always do at the end of the show, we already had song earlier, but we will have a second motherfucking song this week. And this song is actually from one of my favorite bands today, and that's Hatebreed. Hatebreed came out with a new song off of their new album. And the name of the song is When the Blade Drops. And it's fucking dope. I'm not going to say it's one of my favorite Hatebreed songs, but it's a really good song for now. I'm excited for the album to come out. The album doesn't come out until like May or something. But until then.
But you know what? It's a nice tease.
Yeah, it's a great fucking tease. and I'm excited for it. So check that shit out. And you say goodbye already, right? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, if you want, I'll do it again.
You can do it again.
Blah, 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 until next time, folks.
Yes, and thank you for listening. Also, don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.